Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Why can't I hear anything this morning? Well, it is Monday morning madfulness again. And as you can see, what can go wrong is going wrong. It's called stress relief to the first degree.
This holiday are in this room as we dig deep into this experience. A mindfulness stress relief fixes the CD of your program. I designed this program because I want to
switchboard acting up, can't hear anything, ain't nothing working. And I keep getting cut off when I call.
The stress reduction home practice manual.
Yeah, I keep getting cut off. I call the number and it cuts me off like 5 times. My intro is not playing.
Is another tool. A page that
you can use.
It's a lot. My first book, The Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit, is now available on audio. Date, rate, checkmate. guide.
Yeah, dial in and just cut you off.
If you'd like to write about your experiences and where you come from it as well, then consider the Inner Author Guide to Self-Publishing ebook that you can easily add and start today.
Nobody can call me either.
My personal experience.
Okay.
All right. I was
okay.
If I can do it, anybody can. My bonus is that 2022 is my time. I own a calendar for women. Limited copies available, and I only have a few to share with the first four. These are the tools and techniques I've learned and developed over the years. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress and book your free 30-minute consultation with Delva Speaks, the Author Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org? Thanks for sharing.
Enjoy the journey, and thank you for joining me this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and today it is a cashless Christmas. It's the countdown to cashless Christmas. And what does that mean? Well, I am going to be joined by my sisters of the microphone who will be sharing with me this morning, and we'll just all talk about it and see how we can figure this thing out. How about that? It is Monday, and we're just here to start your week off with a mindfulness stress release session. And happy Earth Day Birthday Born Day if you're celebrating a birthday. We're celebrating it with you. Yay! Happy Earth Day Birthday Born Day to you. And always let us keep in mind those who are hospitalized and have breathing issues and things of that nature. So we want to keep them in prayer as well, because it's that time of the year where not everybody is happy that this is a season of joy. Because it is not a season of joy. It's a season of stress for half the planet. So we want to keep that in mind. If you're listening online and you'd like to comment this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1. Speak. We're on Facebook.com as well, on our social media, HLNTV1. And that information is scrolling across the bottom of the screen, as well as I'll be showing you something from my WordPress site earlier, what I did over the weekend with the tour of the homeless. And you can check out more of that on our blog, on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can also set your DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. As we take a look at traffic and weather this morning, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com, which is a barter organization where if you're a business organization and you have products or services to offer to the general public, you can use barter dollars, and it's recognized by the IRS, so you don't have to worry about that. So that is available for you. As we take a look at traffic and weather, which is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com, breezy and high, 41 degrees today. That's a good day, because it was cold yesterday. But 41, a step up, so I'm delighted about that. As we take a look at the weather, it is 41 tonight, down to 24. Excuse me, and back up to 45 for Christmas Day. On the Metro, on the Milwaukee West, there are delays to the loop due to mechanical problems. So allow extra travel time. Just always allow extra travel time on a Monday, because it's always crazy. No reported delays on CTA, but airport travel, expect the unexpected, because it's happening already. I don't even have to tell you. Just if you need to be there in 2 hours, leave, plan for 3 hours or 4 hours because it's, you know, holiday traveling. It's a hot mess. So as we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, your usual Monday morning delays, 27 inbound and 22 on the reverse. On the Edens, it is 21 inbound from Lake Cook to the junction, 18 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, of course, it's just a little bit more congested, 31 inbound, 25 on the reverse. 21 inbound on the Stevens and 19 on the reverse. On the Day and Ryan, it is 16 minutes in, 95th to the Loop, and 13 minutes outbound. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in and 9 out. And on the DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. If you'd like a free download of how I reverse type 2 diabetes, it is available at diabeticdonuts.com. If I can do it, anybody can do it, okay? Because you know the time is coming. We're going to be eating all of this stuff that we may or may not be eating. Like I had ice cream the other day, and I'm paying for it today. Sometimes you just have to have some butter pecan. I'm sorry. And I'm paying for it. So I'm drinking tea and ginger and water and everything else, trying to flush it out of me. But it's already there in my jeans, so I'm trying to go. Got to go to the gym, and so I'm trying to sweat some of it out. Anyway, today I'm reading from Inspirational Conversations, December 22nd. It says, where would you live when they diagnose your discomfort within yourself? Where will you live? Will you live in fear, or will you face the fear head on and thank the opportunity to help you grow through the challenge to change the situation? Will you live within that small space within yourself that gave way to this consciousness, that believed in, or will you go within to get the fullness of the truth of which you were brought into this world that gives you power and dominion? Where will you live? Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, available at higherlearningnetwork.org. Proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month. And for December, there is too much going on, so we decided to wait to January. So that's what we're doing. We'll hope you'll join us on January 29th from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have youth in your family or just know of youth in the community who can sing, dance, act, write, direct, whatever they do, if you like to enter them into the contest, yes, we're giving away $500. So we want you to get them to get those one-minute video clips in via YouTube and send it to hlntvshow@gmail.com, okay? hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's where they'll send it, and we will get back to them and have them in the contest. So that's what we do. That's who we are. And we hope you will share the message. Right now, the message is mindfulness. And that is where we take some time this morning before we rush out into the world and just center ourselves and provide a balance, because there's so much chaos and confusion out there. If we are not balanced here mentally, physically, and emotionally before we go out into the world, chaos awaits you, I promise. And you don't need me to tell you that. You experience it every day. So that's why we're just going to do a brief breathing exercise this morning to help you, to assist you in the process of becoming your best self this morning. Okay? So we sit up straight in our chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, and just open up the body, open up the mind, and take a stretch. Oh, yes, like a cat in the morning. Each time they stretch, that's how we need to stretch. Wake the body up, wake the limbs up. Oh, that feels good. And see, because I'm sitting in a high back chair, I always like to twist like this, grab the back of the chair, and just hold it and breathe in and breathe out. Oh, yes, that feels good. Turn around and grab the other side. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out. You hear me breathing in and breathing out. That's all that mucus from that dairy. Dairy's a no-no. when you're lactose intolerant. I'm paying for it. Okay, I digress, but, you know, every now and then, girl, just got to have some ice cream. What can I say? And I'm paying for it. Anywho, close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. And we're going to simply breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. So begin that process. Inhale to the count of five. Hold it. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. Continue breathing. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere has a trachea in their throat. They have congestion. They may have all kinds of breathing illnesses. So that's why it's important that we learn how to breathe. As we breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Now let's take that breath. See it in our mind's eye. And as we breathe in, bring that breath to the top of the forehead. As we breathe in, hold it, and blow out even longer through the nose, bringing the energy down from the top of the head to the forehead, to the face, to the chin, and to the shoulders. Yes. Inhale deeply. And once more, inhale deeply. And exhale. Do you feel that immediately? Do you feel that immediately from here to here? Ooh, let's do that again. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. If you're breathing deep enough, you should feel a wonderful sensation from the top of your head to your neck, to your shoulders. Now I want you to take these fingers, these two fingers and this thumb, grab the meat in the back of your neck, and that's the vagus nerve. Squeeze on that vagus nerve. Just massage it all up and down your spine. Oh, yes, that feels good. And if you feel like it, do take these fingers and massage the back of your shoulders, because that's where we hold all that tension. Let's breathe in. Hold it. Massage. You can knead if you need to like this. You just knead that. And exhale. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let's do that some more. Inhale deeply. Hold it while you're kneading. And exhale. Yes. That feels good. Inhale once more. Inhale. Hold it. And as you exhale, feel the breath flowing throughout the upper part of the body, the chest and the shoulders and the sides and the back. As we give thanks and as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is not as lucky and as fortunate as we are. As we give thanks for the power of the breath, as we continue to breathe in, hold it. And breathe out, sending love, light, and energy down through the stomach, the solar plexus, and the sides, and the hips, and the buttocks. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs, rub those thighs, rub those knees, because that, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, is what keeps us active. Keeps us mobile. If you cannot move those hips and legs, then rub them and tell them how much you appreciate them for them moving throughout the day effortlessly. All you do is think, walk, and you walk. How cool is that? As we breathe in, giving thanks for the power of the energy from the breath that goes down through the thighs and the knees and the legs and the arches and the heels. As we breathe in, doesn't matter if we're breathing together or not, as long as you are breathing, taking long, deep breaths, because you're sending love, light, and extended energy through all the parts of your body. You continue to breathe in. Hold it. And as you breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs, the ankles, the arches, the insteps, and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes, sending that love, light, and energy back up through the feet. As we breathe in, bringing more love, light, and energy up through the ankles and the arches and the legs and the knees and the hips hips and the thighs and the buttocks and the back as we breathe in and continue breathing. Doesn't matter if we're not breathing together, as long as we're breathing, that's what's important. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the higher learning hip roll. Why are you doing this, Zelda? Because sitting is the new smoking. And if you sit all day, your joints are not moving. That's why we breathe in. Get a little inner action going on the inside. And we hold it in and we breathe out. All through the nose. Let's breathe in once more. Bringing that breath up through the solar plexus and the sides and the chest and the back of the neck as we massage those shoulders again, sending them love, light, and energy. You're not watching me. You're loving your body and breathing, because this is what will help you in times of chaos and confusion as you raise those hands above your hands and stretch as you breathe in. And as we breathe out. As we take one more long, last, deep, inhale deeply. Bringing that breath back up through the shoulders and the head and the forehead and back up to the top of the head as we give thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is not as unfortunate, not as fortunate as we are, because we can breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. What a blessing. What a blessing, what a blessing. As we begin the process, let's take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, tilt the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. That's why you're sitting up straight, so we won't have a problem with the back. As you slowly rotate that head around to the back. Slow down, you're moving too fast. Slowly rotating to the right, then back around to the front, chin to chest, head up, inhale deeply, hold it, bring the head back down, chin to chest, and rotate that head to the right, slowly, 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 yes, feel that stretch, and slowly rotating the head to the left, and back around to the front, head up, inhale deeply. And exhale. Oh, yes, that feels good. Done it once more. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn your head to the left as far as you can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. And as you exhale, bring the head back front and center. Inhale once more. Hold it. And as you exhale, bring the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Yes, that feels good. Bringing the head back forward. Inhale deeply. And exhale. What a wonderful way to start the day. Woke the body up, gave it directions that it's going to be a wonderful day, and it will. And when chaos and confusion comes your way, you simply do what? You inhale deeply. And exhale through your mouth. But why through the mouth, though? Because if you got a little funk on your breath, a little spank, like some garlic, onion, forgot to brush your teeth, I promise you, whoever you are in front of, they will back up. They'll be talking to you like this. Oh, okay, yeah. Really, Zelda? Oh, okay, yeah, girl. Okay. Trust me. Don't trust me. Try it. How about that? Did you inhale deeply? And exhale. Your body is loving you right now. And you're wondering why you're smiling? You have just activated the happiness gene. And to take it just a step further, let's tell the universe what we want this morning by repeating two of the most powerful words on planet Earth, and that is I know you know, I am. So whatever you put after these words, be very mindful of the words that you use, because those are the types of experiences that you will have when you say those words, I am. So right now, for the purpose of practice, we're going to say, I am happy. Yes. Inhale deeply. I am happy. Even if you're not happy, just say it, because you're sending signals of love and light and positive energy throughout the body. And eventually the body will believe it, because the mind directs the body to what to do. How simple is that? Well, say it, even if you don't feel it. I am happy. Now, you got to say it like you mean it, like you just won the lottery. You can't say, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm whole and clean. No, you're not. I am happy. Inhale deeply. I am healthy. Inhale deeply. I am whole and complete. Zelda, why am I talking out loud? Because words have wings. And you want those words that have wings to fly and circumvent your entire area, your area of where you are living and breathing in place. That is the kind of armor that you want around you. The Bible talks about putting on your coat of armor. Well, that's what this is when you do that in the morning. You brace yourself. You protect yourself for the day. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Doesn't that feel good resonating in your butt? Sure it does. Do it again. Breathe in. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, I am happy. Don't sing the other push. I am healthy. Didn't I see you shut up? I am whole and complete. Don't worry. I talk to myself sometimes. And it feels good. Why do you talk to yourself, Zelda? Because I have all the answers as it relates to me and my experience anyway. So when you see people on the street talking to themselves, don't call them crazy. They're just having a conversation with themselves. I'm going to have a little more conversations than others. And let us not be judgmental. Our responsibility is to our own community. And that community is the community within. That is the community of the brain. Let's inhale together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. As we give thanks for the power of the breath, the power of the brain to send the signals through the breath to the rest of the body. Place your hand on your heart and on your forehead at the same time. I am. As we breathe in, I am the protector of this vessel, and I give thanks that I use my breath to protect myself whenever harm appears to be in my direction. Inhale deeply. I am happy, healthy, whole, and complete. And remember that when you are experiencing a challenge, all you have to do is breathe in and breathe out. And take it a step further. Talk to the parts of your body. Give thanks for the brain. I give thanks for the brain. I inhale deeply. I give thanks for the brain, for my heart that is beating so that I can have this conversation with you this morning. I give thanks for my liver, my lungs, my spleen, my spine. All of that is working on our behalf, and we don't even know it as we do the higher learning hip roll this morning as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, how about that? And there are more experiences like that on my YouTube channel, along with testimonials of experiences people have had with the breathing exercise. And if you find yourself in a situation where you are being challenged, you simply breathe in and you simply breathe out. And I ask that you share this with someone. Each one teach one. Why? Because if I am upset and you come and have a conversation with me, I'm going to give you all of that negative energy. But if you had took 5 minutes that morning, put on the armor, put on your shield, sent out all the happiness signals, if you have all of that done already, it would just bounce off like walls. And you just simply look at them. Okay. Be not judgmental, but just be aware and share that with them. while I share this commercial with you. So stay close, and I'll be right back. I promise. And I can't hear it. Can you hear it? No, I can't hear it either, so don't worry about it. But playing here in the background. As we breathe in, talking to myself now, as we breathe out. And as we are breathing in, as we continue to breathe out, I am going to share with you the female solution promo that I am pretty sure you will enjoy. If you'd like to call in this morning, 515-605-9325. And remember to press 1, because if you don't press 1, we don't know that you're here. Okay? And I am looking for the file. There it is. And I'm going to share that with you. So here we go. It's Monday morning mindfulness. Solution, and every day of the week, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m., we have this experience ready for you. And on Saturdays, from 12 noon until 2 p.m., I have to think about that on Saturdays, okay? And then I have another promo here to show you. Nope, that's not it. Let me move right over here to Monday morning mindfulness promo. That's what I want to show you. Hey, we're having a few difficulties here this morning. That's what happens, but that's okay, because I'm going to pull it up for you and slowly but surely, that is not the one I want. Of course, something keeps coming up that I don't want. That's how things work here. So I'm just going to move that over here so that you can see the new mindfulness stress relief promo that I made for the entire family, because there is so much stress out here and we all need to be, can benefit from this. So just know that I made this specifically for you, with you, designed with you in mind.
This holiday season, let's be more aware of who we are in this world as we dig deep into this experience. The Mindfulness Stress Relief Fix CD audio program. I designed this program because I wanted to share my recovery from an accident and how the techniques I learned got me back on track. The Stress Reduction Home Practice Manual is another tool for you to monitor your progress throughout this experience. Inspirational Conversations Volume 1 is another tool. A page a day keeps your sanity at bay. Volume 2 is also available. It's a lifelong journey. We may as well equip ourselves with all the tools and techniques that we can handle one day.
My first book, The Passion Principle, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit, is now available on audio. Date, Rate, Checkmate, A Guide to Your Potential Partner is a great ebook for those seeking companionship. Marriage is so much more than what you think it is. If you'd like to write about your experiences and earn income from it as well, then consider the Inner Author Guide to Self-Publishing ebook that you can easily download and get started today. As a bonus, you all have a free download on How I Reversed Type 2 Diabetes at DiabeticDonut.com. My personal experience with diabetes shows how it's possible to overcome. If I can do it, anybody can. Another bonus is the 2022 It's My Time, I Only Calendar for Limited copies available, and I only have a few to share with the first order. These are the tools and techniques I've learned and developed over the years. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? And book your free 30-minute consultation with Elva Fix, a mindfulness stress relief coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
And thank you for watching. Enjoy the journey. And a journey it is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, which we're having a few problems with the challenges, I should say, this morning, as I am joined by my sister of the microphone. Shalom, sis. Thank you for joining me this morning, looking glorious as ever.
I try my best.
Yes, and you do a good job, my sister. Hey, black and white this morning. Yeah, we get it. I see you got the memo.
Ah, well, I'm looking forward to quite a conversation. And I'm glad that our Facebook family can join us today. We do have a little bit of a technical difficulty. This is more so you called in and you got a busy signal or it cut you off. It wasn't us.
You know, it was not us.
Looking that out. Our best.
Yes.
However, you can see us live here on Facebook on the HigherLearningNetwork.org. So make sure you come on in and write in your comments because we want you all to join us.
Oh, and let me put this up here for those who don't know. It is for our Facebook page. It is, I have it up here somewhere, Facebook.com. Oh, it's scrolling down there. There it is. It is scrolling. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel. Actually, it's HLNTV1. Facebook, we had to change it because we were in competition with somebody else. So it's not TV show anymore. It is Facebook.com, HLNTV1. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. I don't know what you did over the weekend, Naima, but yesterday I went to another women's event with Ronsway.com. It's for women over 50. Oh, my goodness. I wish you could have them every week. They are simply phenomenal. And I had my girlfriend with me of 55 years who is a little under the weather. And she went, and it just revived her spirit. And I thought to invite her at the last minute because I knew she wasn't feeling well. And I just told her, I didn't ask her if she wanted to come. I said, get your clothes on. I'm coming to get you. And I went and got her. And we just had such a good time. It was from 1 to 4. We didn't leave until like 5:30. And I was like, it was like a Sunday brunch where, you know, some women had on their lounging clothes. I had on a sweatshirt and a t-shirt. I wasn't wearing no pajamas. It was like it was too cold. You know, that's what the young folks do. But anyway, everybody was very comfortable, relaxed. We had wine and cheese and apples, and she had some treats for us and, you know, little hors d'oeuvres. And it was just very lightning, and sisters got up and shared who they are, what they did, and what it means this season to them. And it was just a very positive experience, and I enjoyed that. It was pretty much like our experience on Monday morning. Sunday morning when we have our sister call. Our sisters of the microphone. So it was really nice, and I appreciate that. So I know your day was full, but I'm going to invite all of my sisters to the next one, because I think the next one probably be in February, I'm guessing. I don't know, because she doesn't do them every month. She does them like every other month, but it was so much demand for her to do it again. She did it again. I was like, okay, well, thanks for inviting me. Anyway, her name is Rhonda Thomas, and her website is ronsway.com. I promise. Oops. I did that wrong. I wanted to show that to you, but there it is. And I got two M's, so that is not right. I'm so excited. I got two M's. It's ronsway.com. Powerful sister, Rhonda Thomas, and she's about this big and a little ball of energy. It's like, girl, where do you get that energy from? She's contagious, infectious, in a good way, because you feel her spirit, you feel her energy, and she's just bouncing all over the place. So I just wanted to share that with you, so check it out. Also, check out my blog over the weekend. I had the opportunity to tour again with Dr. Willie Wilson, who did the homeless tour of all the tent cities in the city. Nope, that's not it. That's not what I want. I want to show you my blog as soon as I can remove this. Dr. Willie Wilson, for those of you know, he has run for several offices and was not successful in any of them, but that's okay, because he is doing God's work. And when you are doing God's work, it may appear that you are not succeeding, but you really are, because you're doing the work that you were asked to do, that you were put here on this planet. And as you can see, my blog there, that is Dr. Willie Wilson. There it is. That is he. And on the right-hand side, that is Congressman Danny Davis with the white jacket on. He's part of the entourage there. As Dr. Willie Wilson with the with the brown hat on. And that is Mr. Boykin, Richard Boykin, I think his first name is. And this is one of the pastors. I think his name was Andre Smith. And as you can see back here, you see the tents. This is the one on Chicago Avenue. Now, let me tell you how spirit works. Because I made a mistake in the time. The first one was at 6 o'clock. The next one was at 7. I made a mistake and thought it was at 7. So each place that I went to, these were on the west side. One was on Sacramento, right off of California. And kids. So every time I got to one, they had just left. So I was a little dismayed. And so I started breathing and just thinking. I'm in the car, and Tony's a little anxious because he has to be at work on like 7 o'clock in the morning. He has to be there at 7, so he's ready to get home and go to bed. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just doing my deep breathing. And Spirit told me to go down Kedzie Avenue up to Chicago Avenue and make a right where I know that there's another tent city. And lo and behold, I pull up. Who's there? They are just getting out of the car. So I said that to say this. Pay attention to the still small voice. I don't care if somebody's sitting next to you, all up in your ear, telling you they ready to go home, go to bed. Listen to that still small voice. And because I listened to that voice, I had the opportunity to once again be in the midst of a man who is on a mission to help the homeless. And he has, they gave me a flyer. It's here somewhere. I want to show it. And I'll post it on my blog later, where they have, actually, there is a place for people who are homeless, and they will pay. Oh, they just got all kinds of programs now that will help you get jobs in every single industry there is, from hospitality, construction, general labor, warehousing, automotive, you name it, they've got jobs for the homeless. And this is what I wrote on my blog, and it says, have you ever thought about how it feels trying to sleep on a cold ground in the middle of the night in winter in Chicago? Well, that's the chilling thought that ran through my body last night as I was trying to keep warm holding the camera with my gloves on while filming Dr. Willie Wilson's team. It was cold. And just think, we were just cold for just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Think about the people who have to sleep out there. They don't have heaters and they don't have generators. That is why you see this scrolling on the bottom. Cash App or Zelle, Zelda speaks to make donations to the homeless to help purchase generators and heaters. All the donations are tax deductible. So you're out there shopping this weekend, this week, because Christmas is Saturday. Think about the homeless. If you only take $5 or $10 or $500 or $5,000, you don't even have to send it to me. Just go get a generator or get together with somebody on your block and get generators and heaters, because we are our brother's keeper. We are being watched. You know that, right? You know that the Creator has put us here for a reason. And if we are not using our resources to help our brethren, in the words of Chaka Khan, I feel for you. And I ain't going to sing the rest because I can't sing, but I feel for you. So I just want to share that. It is and why do you do this, Zelda? Because in February 18th, 2019, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered by a homeless man. He was homeless, too. And so I was never aware of the extent of the homelessness until I went down to Tent City. So we started delivering blankets and food and clothing and things of that nature. But it's still cold. It's never enough. They need to be off the street. But until then, you can take them generators and heaters. And if you don't have one, get together on your block. Buy a heater. And I promise you. Now, not only the one right there on Chicago Avenue in Kedzie, just east of Kedzie, like a half a block. There's one on Wilson Avenue. There's one on Lawrence Avenue. It was at Belmont and right off the expressway, whatever that is, right there at Belmont as you're about to get on the ramp. There's one there. And these are working people. These are not bums. These are not addicts. These are people who are working every day who
don't
have enough to pay this high-ass rent. Excuse my French. They just don't have enough. So let us not be judgmental, but let us be loving and warm this Christmas, this holiday season, and share what we have. And I'm going to get off my soapbox and get back to the cashless Christmas. How about that?
So I guess that kind of leads us to this cashless Christmas, because, you know, we can really get what we have to those who need and get rid of a lot of the things we've been hoarding. We don't have to spend money, but we can spend something that is more valuable, and that is the time to go through that which we don't really do need or use, but which is so valuable and helpful. Some people don't have. People are out in the cold. I mean, how many of us have blankets that sit around, you know, and you can spare a blanket. You could spare some old boots that you don't wear, you don't like, maybe you think they're ugly. Well, that's fine. Somebody will still save them from getting frosted. So, I think if we would just think with compassion and not judgment, because a lot of times people get caught up on, well, you know, they probably don't drugs, they probably criminals. It doesn't matter. Like you said, there are people who are working people. But what they get paid is not a living wage, not enough to buy a room, a shelter for you. You know, I used to give, we used to take sandwiches and clothing to the people who were selling the Streetwise magazine. and many of the homeless would explain the situation, you know, in terms of what it costs for one room, you know, if you're going to give one of those, what do you call them, SRO?
Single room occupancy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to hustle enough money just to pay for one night, you know?
Yep.
So can you imagine living day to day under that kind of stress? And if you don't make enough for that day, you're on the street. And, you know, people, they look at you with this name like, hey, homeless person. What's wrong with us, with our judgmental self and lacking passion? And then we're going and blow a bunch of money buying garbage or buying gifts or, you know, useless stuff for people who just take it and toss it. They don't really need it or want it, add some more stuff they're hoarding in their house. So we really do need a cash system. We really do need to do some meaningful giving.
Like you say in the opening statement, if everybody would just share, there is plenty to go around. You don't have to be screwed. You can, because the thing about it, Naima, and I met a lady, a nurse. Her and her husband were out there. Well, they weren't there this time, so evidently they saved up enough money. This was a nurse who takes care of people for a living, who was homeless on the street. She was there because we went to many of them. I've got a whole list of them here. This is the one that we went to. Oh, Uptown Tent City. It's under the Viaduct on Lawrence and Marine Drive. This was a nurse.
Wow.
This was a nurse who takes care of people every single day. And she was on the street. Well, she's not there now, so I assume that they found a place. But this is just a list of the places that we went on Friday. Belford House and Matthew House will be combined. They serve the homeless youth. See, this was brought to my attention, too, because I didn't know that there were as many homeless youth as there are from 1924.
Yeah.
Matthew House on 3722 South Indiana. They serve adult men and women, 60 to 80 people. The North Side Housing Shelter, 941 West Lawrence. They serve adult men. The Uptown Tent City, that's the Vidoc on Lawrence and Marine Drive. Breakthrough Ministries, 402 North St. Louis. That was Friday's itinerary. Thursday, we were at Congressman Danny Davis was at 2715 West Harrison. Also, Walls Memorial, 200 South Sacramento. And last but not least, Kedzie and Chicago Avenue, the outdoor tents is where I found him. And I am so glad I listened to my first five because You really feel bad when you have intentions to do something and it doesn't turn out that way, and then you beat up on yourself. So I got this little monkey sitting on my shoulder. See, he should have checked the time. You should have checked the time. I showed up and explained to Dr. Willie Wilson what happened, and as we were in route to every place, and he was like, "Don't worry, just come tomorrow."
Yes,
but
understand, Danny Davis is doing things today as well.
Oh, he is.
And Walt Whitman as well. I think it's on 55th and State. I'm trying to check the places as we speak so I can give accurate information. They're working with Toys for Tots, you know, giving some things out to children who don't have things, you know, some basic families who don't have money to be buying.
Yes. And why are we telling them this lie anyway? You work hard all year round, and you're going to tell them that a man shows up in a red suit, and he spent all this money, and your mom and dad is never home because they're working so hard to buy you these things, and you're going to give credit to somebody else. I don't understand that. My mama never did that. She, look, baby.
I'm paying
for this. You wonder why I'm never home? Because I'm working. I only had one Christmas that I remember, and I got a dress, and I was happy as hell.
Happy as heaven. Necessities that you need, like clothing. I mean, usually when you're a child, you don't understand anything. I got a sweater. But this is what you needed. You know, you wanted the doll or the skate, but you needed the sweater. So parents have to be practical and teach children the value of things. Yeah, toys are nice, but, you know, that's what you got an imagination for.
Right.
Own toys.
And then we want to beat the imagination out of them. Girl, I was looking at a movie the other day. Now here comes my baby with his imaginary friends. And you gonna tell him to stop? Really? This is the mother.
Mm-hmm. But you have to have an imagination. So that's where all creative ideas come from. Cycle of mindless spending and neglect of people I'm grateful for all of those, especially Willie Wilson. He gives all year long.
All year long, not just sometime, all of the time.
Yes, because these people are homeless all year.
Hello.
So, I mean, December 26th, they're going to still be out there on the ground.
Yep.
Cold. So what are we going to do? And, you know, June 1st, they'll still be there.
Yes, yep.
In the heat, on the ground.
Yep.
So we need to do something that will change that condition, change the condition that created that, and have more compassion for people who really are surviving day to day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not make up a story in their head, well, I ain't giving them a dollar, they might go buy some drugs. Like, how much drugs are you going to buy for a dollar?
Thank you.
So I was thinking of it like this. I can give as much as I know that I can replace. You know, and if I got $5, $10, $20, okay, how hard is it for you to earn another $5, $10,
$20?
Right. Give the money. Don't worry about all they're going to buy.
Right.
You know what? If I'm really worried about them buying drugs, then I'll go buy food. But do something. If you're going to spend money, spend it in a way that's meaningful. Because you don't know, you know, a hungry person, they might do anything. Now, if I'm hungry, I'm more likely to rob you than if I'm full.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to get enough money to buy a hamburger. And it's easy for me to just snatch your purse and
right.
figure enough in there to be about then that would be the choice that I would end up making.
Right.
So you can stop a person from making a bad choice out of desperation. Share.
If you would just share. Something you were taught as a kid. To just share. You can't keep all them crayons and candy to yourself. You may as well share them.
Yeah. Just share it. And everybody can have fun. Everybody can have joy.
You'll wind up.
Somebody be trying to snatch from you because
right.
you're sharing. And that, I think it was on the Boris show Saturday. We were talking about ending war and what it would take. And, you know, people taking from others, you know, going to somebody else's country and taking things or trying to overpower them. Okay, well, if other places have food and where you're living, you don't have any, and they won't share, then what are you going to do? You're going to go and try to take theirs. So when you don't provide an honest way for people to get what they need, you create a climate of theft. And then if you punish people for trying to get what they need and you won't share, then you create a climate for violence.
Yep.
So if we can simply share what we have so that everybody has what they need, then nobody will be inclined to steal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
But you gotta share. You gotta share. It's been given to you. And it didn't come to you for you to keep it, you're just a vehicle from which right. it comes through.
Right.
It didn't come to stay. That's what hoarding is all about. We forget. It's
right.
not about us and our experience. It's about that material thing which showed up in your life to show you something. Oh, hopefully you got the lesson and you sent it on its way to the next person, so hopefully they can get the lesson too. And if they don't, you know, it'll come back, it'll show up in another pair of pants, another skirt, another bad attitude, another boss. It's going to show up. So you may as well just let it come through you and not try to hold on to it because, you know, we're always trying to hold on. We
right.
want to keep it to ourselves because we may not get another.
That's right. Well, you know, we're building a system of sharing that will make it easier for people. And the system is called service. Sharing first. Resources voluntarily implementing creative exchange. And the first thing for people to do is to recognize the abundance they have. So that means make a list of everything you have. Now, just think if you were to go in your house and make a list of everything in category, you know, all your clothing, all your appliances, all your shoes, you know, all of your furniture. I mean, make a list of every single thing you own. And you realize that the overabundance that you have.
You got all this stuff. Girl, you need to get rid. You need to share.
All of this is your wealth. So now, if you have more than you need, and we all do, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have 10 pairs of shoes and maybe two of them are the ones you wear every day because the ones you like
Just to say I got them.
So you got them, but you don't even wear them. You can't really imagine anything past. So just sitting there. So thing is to first recognize the abundance of wealth that you already have.
Mm-hmm. And if you live in America, you already have it. You've forgotten about it.
Because you gotta create a mindset of I have.
Mm-hmm.
If your mindset is I don't have the money, I don't have enough clothes, I don't have enough shoes, I don't have enough furniture, I don't have, you know, whatever you start thinking you don't have, that's the energy that you're living by.
Yep.
And that's what creates hoarding, because you keep thinking, I don't have enough. You keep holding on to things rather than letting them go because you're thinking, I don't have. You need to create the mindset of I have. And then think about what it is that you like to do. What are you good at? How would you like to serve? How do I serve? Well, let's see. I write stories. I do videotape. How do I serve? Some people might say, well, I do accounting. You know, I teach, or I braid hair, or I cut hair, or I sew clothing, or I bake cookies. How do I serve? This is what you can give. This is the service that you can share for people who need what you do. And then all the things you have, those are the things that you can give. So just think, if you just match people up with what you need and what they have and what they need and what you have, both ways that you can give your time and ways they can give you their time. Now, sometimes you might not have an equal exchange, but you've given to somebody.
Right.
So to get some service points for that.
That's right.
And then based on how you serve someone else, then someone else may choose to serve you.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny how that it will come back to you, not in ways that you anticipated. It never comes back that way. It always comes through something else. You might have needed, you might have been short in the grocery line 13 cents and somebody just gives you a quarter.
Yes.
You might have been waiting in line, you in a hurry, and somebody let you in line. They got a
you got two baskets, but you got two things.
Right, right. Right.
It happens all the time. So this can become a way of life, where we just choose to share, choose to give, choose to serve. And we're not working for money. We're working for the things that we need, but then people will give them to us because they have them. So basically, this is a way to cut out the middleman, which is money.
Yes.
And just do the things for each other. Once we have the mindset of I have, then you can think of ways you can give, you can serve, you can share. But you first have to know that if you don't have a single possession, you have your own stuff and you
Thank
can
you.
Serve.
Thank you.
Even if what you do for a living is scrubbing floors, a lot of floors need scrubbing. So that's a good service.
Yes.
Whatever it is, so we can create a means of exchange that does not involve a single penny.
A dime. Don't need it, don't want it, don't need that.
Being willing to share.
Because we've been taught
to
use cash. And just like we've been taught to use cash, we can be untaught. We got more things than we'll ever need.
That's right. So it really is a way for us to learn how to live together and cooperate again, rather than us withholding what people need. Really to the point of desperation, they start stealing and then violently stealing and then killing, so you don't tell anybody that they stole, because that's where all the crime comes from ultimately, is people feeling that they can't get what they need because other people will not share. And we can change that whole mindset. If you knew you could have whatever you wanted, why would you hurt somebody?
Right.
You can ask, oh, I need this. Oh, well, let me see. Oh, this person has that. Okay. Oh, I'll give you this. Okay, how do you serve me? What do you do? Oh, well, you know, I can wash your windows. Oh, that's good. Okay, I need that. You know? Oh, I might not need anything from you, but you can give this person over here something. They need some windows washed. Okay? And everybody's helping everybody. And nobody needs to pay anybody. what do we need money for? Money is a middleman to be cut out.
Thank you.
If we create the relationship, it's a different mindset, but it's the higher consciousness that we're evolving to. We already see the monetary system has been, even though it was originally meant to be a means of exchange, it's been corrupted as a means of now withholding.
Yes.
You feel like you're better than somebody.
Yes.
I make more money than you. I'm better than you. I should be treated better than you. And so that's what happens. I mean, when you start treating people according to what they have, then you create a hierarchy. So what was that insanity that was going on some years ago where young people were killing each other over a pair of expensive shoes or a jacket? So the idea
right.
is, I'm going to have your jacket, then I'll be treated better because I'll have this jacket. How insane is that? And yet, that's what was happening. People killing each other over Air Jordans or a starter jacket or whatever. Because the thought is, well, I'll have status. I'll have the clothing that makes people treat me with respect because I have things. That's what we've done. So we created this whole situation that we're living in now where people who have things are living in fear. Like they have so that they can have the status of looking wealthy and being treated well. I'll steal your car so then I'll look like I have money. I have your car.
Or I'll go buy a car I can't afford.
Yeah, really, go buy a car I can't afford.
Wind up living in that car.
And wind up living in it because you can't afford to pay your rent.
Right.
So all your money goes to the car, so you end up with a mobile home.
Yeah, just so I can look good in my community. I'm balling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you balling all right.
But it comes from us creating an environment where we treat people better if they look like they have one. And we treat people badly. If they look like they don't have
right.
So why are we doing it? What's inside of us that makes us choose to treat people badly?
Can you say that again? What's inside of us that makes us want to treat people badly? Ooh, wee, that's good.
Well, you know, the whole idea is I'm better than you. So
right.
If I treat you badly, that means I'm better.
Right.
Why would you believe that the power to treat someone badly makes you better? Where would you get that notion? Because a better person treats people better. So if the standard of being a good person is in the way you treat them, and if you treat them well, and if we value that, then that's the kind of society we'll have. That's what our children will do.
Right.
But if our children see us treating people better, who have more money, then that's what they learn. Oh, be treated with respect. I need to have money. If I don't have money, I might be treated badly.
This is what Daryl Lynn Kelly says. I use my cash to pay the bills I made using my cards. I never pay interest because I pay in full. You, Daryl Lynn Kelly, are the exception to the rule. Because
right.
Not very many people do that. Most people got this many credit cards with this much credit, this much debt. So kudos to you, Daryl Lynn Kelly. Thank you, sis.
And that's how banks make their money off
interest. That's a good strategy. That's a good strategy.
I mean, they don't want you to pay off your
credit. No, because they're making money off of you. Why would you?
You're going to end up paying for stuff, you know, 12 times over because it took you a year to pay it. And if we can just choose to not do that. I mean, credit cards can be a convenience. You know, you need something now, and maybe you get paid later. But when you get to the point where that becomes a lifestyle, where people, and you should realize when you keep getting extended more and more credit, the idea is for you to go deeper and deeper. And then that's enslaving you, because now you can't stop working. Now, even if you're working in a place you hate,
can't find your way out of it.
You got to get right.
Can't find your way out of it.
So, if you control your spending and not just get things because you've been told that this thing will give you status, I will be treated better if I have this thing.
Status.
Yes.
You said something very important, status.
Yes.
And that is a problem all over the world. as Tyler Perry had in the movie, The Have and the Have Nots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And people are addicted to that.
Because we have, as a collective body, have allowed ourselves to be conditioned to treat people better if they look like they're wealthy.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
And the idea is, you know, if I make friends with them, maybe they'll give me some of their money, or maybe if I'm associated with them, then I can be treated well also.
Mm-hmm.
Or because they're wealthy, they're more important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if they treat me, they notice me or acknowledge me, then I will feel important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these thoughts that don't make sense. Because the reality is no one owns anything.
Mm-hmm.
We are all here borrowing these bodies that we have and borrowing everything that the earth has given us to create whatever we need. But it's all on loan. Once we leave out of here, it all stays right here. Even
yep.
this body that we can borrow.
Yep. But you don't know that if you're sitting in front of a machine that directs your thinking all day, and that machine is probably the one that you're looking at now. That's why you have to carve out some me time first thing in the morning, sometime during the day, and the last thing at night.
Absolutely. And, you know, the challenging thing is to not be influenced by what you see.
Hmm.
You don't have to immediately debrief yourself as you watch things.
Oh, I like that.
Why are they saying this? What are they trying to get me to think? You know, what is their agenda?
Mm.
You have to realize that everything you see and hear is not by accident.
Mm.
There's a reason that you're being told everything you're being told is to get you to do something. It's to influence your behavior. So you got to think, what behavior are they trying to influence? What are they trying to get you to do? And once you realize it, then that makes you immune to the brainwashing because you can see through it.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you continue to do what you've been doing, you'll always get what you've always got.
Yeah. You keep getting what you got.
So if you want something different, you got to do something different. And I understand there is so much pressure. I had to have an African explain that to me. And I never looked at it like that until he said it. That's why I love talking to foreigners, because they just have a whole different perspective because they're not born here in the States.
Right.
And they just see things differently. And the thing that he said to me that stuck out in my mind, he says that there is so much pressure on you in this country, not to be, but to have.
Yes.
To have all these materialistic things. And you can't keep up with them. They are coming out with new shoes, socks, sweaters, jackets, phones, every...
Yeah, the
12 goes out, the 13 comes in. The 2021 phone goes out, the 2022 is in. And it's like, look at cars. New cars come out in September.
Right, right.
Your car is 2 years old and you want another one already. You haven't even paid the principal on that car and you're ready to refinance to get another one just so you can look good for the Joneses. Oh, but nobody told you that the Joneses were in bankruptcy court. They didn't tell you that day. And then when you go to file bankruptcy, there's a whole new system now, because we have learned living in this system that there are certain information that we have access to help us rebuild our credit. So now you can go take a credit course. You can count it. You can file bankruptcy, but you got to take a course.
Yeah.
Well, why y'all didn't give us this course and money before we
ended up bankrupt? Why didn't you want us to prevent it?
That wasn't the plan. The plan was to keep you in debt till the day you die. And when you're gone, it doesn't matter because the bills are going to keep coming. I remember when my brother passed some 20-something years ago and I was over his estate. I kept getting bills and I was like, I'm sending you the letter back, deceased, and they still keep sending
it. Somebody
going to pay this. And somebody finally... Right. I'm telling you, adaptor called me on the phone and said, okay, well, he's gone, so how do you plan to pay? I'm like, excuse me?
That
debt is not mine. Well, somebody's got to pay. Well, I suggest you go to such and such cemetery and have a conversation with him and see what
right.
he says.
Where
you can reach him. Because I can't help you. And they will baffle you. They will have you thinking that you are less than because you don't have what it is that they say you should have. When you had it, you were born with it. You were born with the same thing all the rich folks, monetary rich folks, have. You just haven't learned how to develop it. And until you get some quiet time to yourself, at least 5 minutes, they tell, I ain't got time to be doing no breathing exercise. I ain't got time to be doing all that. Well, then you don't have time to learn the truth about yourself and who you are and why you came here to express yourself in the way in which you do.
Yeah, because the life force energy is in the air. It's the air you breathe. It's the God force. It's the consciousness of creation. So when you're breathing in, you're ingesting the energy of creation, and that's what gives you the inspiration. That's why they call it inspired. So when you are inspired, then the ideas come to you, and you can create. All of us are powerful creators, but you have to be quiet and listen and go within where all the power of God is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking on the outside and people telling you their ideas and programming you to do what they want you to do, you'll never discover. And within, you have to breathe it in.
And actually, it's already there. It's just been there waiting for you to discover it.
Recognize it. That's right. It's already.
It's been there all the time. If you just joined us, myself and my co-host, executive producer, Naeem Latif of the Female Solution and On Air Everywhere, we're discussing a countdown to cashless Christmas. And why have we been thinking the way that we've been thinking? Because we've been programmed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just that now that you know better, you do better.
Right. Go better. And that's really our responsibility. We have to choose to pull away from this collective brainwashed consciousness that tells us we must spend and we must buy what others will consider admiring so that they will see us as better and therefore respect us. We have to embrace all of that thing.
So we'll be lovable.
Yeah.
And
I
think I have a call from, because we're having some difficulties with the switchboard.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because me and Viata tried to call in to keep drops us off.
Yeah. Well, we got you live. You are live on the air right now. If you'd like to comment, we'd love to hear what you have to say.
I don't know what the subject is, but it's a good day to be alive.
You are absolutely right. And I started to send you a link, and I didn't, but I have you here now, and that's all that matters. This is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Today we're discussing the countdown to a cashless Christmas.
Well, that's even better because it's really not a Christmas. It's really the sun crossing the equator and coming back up.
Yes.
That's been nature since we've been on this planet, you know. People got to understand, you know, they go on vacation and you have a sister on there that does the travel and all of that. Most people will stay at a 5-star hotel. We stay on a 5-star planet.
Okay.
We got all the 5 elements on here to keep us alive and keep us going. How are we treating our hotel that we live on?
Mm.
The thing that we got to understand is cashless means that we understand that money only stands for my own natural energy fields. It's how we use our energy with our planet.
Mm.
Because if we work in harmony with it as the indigenous people did, we didn't have a account or a debit card when we were here before the invaders came. They came with all of this cash, what we consider fiat, false trade, because the same three things that put us in indigenous people into intergenerational trauma and us into chattel slavery is the same three things that they're doing right now.
Yes.
And that's, number one is we got more liquor stores.
Ooh.
We got more guns just killing each other, and we don't manufacture anything or bullets.
Mm-mm.
And then we want to wear everybody's designer clothes.
Okay.
And don't have a name that sounds like us.
Mm.
So these are the challenges we have in beginning to know that we are a story of ourselves. And when we begin to look at overstanding one, is that you are the one you've been waiting for.
Amen.
And if you look at the world you create your world from within, not outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is disconnecting you by putting you into an artificial intelligence.
Mm.
And the artificial intelligence is not stronger than divine intelligence. And I've been listening to Earth Keepers. They're doing a marathon of different shamans and people that are the conscious keepers. And the people from the indigenous part of the South Americas are telling us Pachamama is here because she's here to give us what we need. That's Mother Earth. And she's here to give us that. And the indigenous people here saying Ina Maka is here to give us what we need. We've got to stop being in the mind of greed. We're given what we need. The thing is that we want everything outside of us, and it's learning to use what's within your own heart, because in your heart, the word heart is the word earth.
Mm.
And so it's your heart is the earth. And if you get in sync and you begin to, in the word earth, there's the word ear.
Mm.
And if you use your ear to hear the earth frequency, you'll become balanced and stop making tears, because the word tear is in the word earth.
Mm.
And you'll stop crying over something that, you know, is not for real.
Mm.
You know.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. That's powerful.
Lots to learn.
Yes. I never.
There's a natural rhythm of the earth. There is a natural flow that is gentle and unrushed and calm and peaceful. And when we're out of sync with that and we're not calm and peaceful, we create such a disruption. And
there
can be no peace without unless there's peace within. And when there is a belief that you must find something in order for you to be at peace. And as Baba Kwame's saying, you don't realize this beautiful earth we're living on. We get all this wonderful sunshine for absolutely free. The birds sing us all the time. They don't charge a fee for the concert.
I love that.
We don't see in nature. There are no banks and no credit unions.
Okay.
Everything is given to them, and they move about the earth. We're encroaching on their environment, destroying what they need. And the thing that's really is scary, we're destroying the insects, and the insects is the first line of the life force that balances with the community of the forest. Because like Naima says, and assalamu alaikum to Mr. Naima, and she was speaking about what Bob Marley was saying, the natural mystic flowing, the natural mist, it flows. And the part of it is that we have to understand, you know, there's two great oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, left brain and right brain. Because our brains are water. You know, the rivers are the veins.
Yeah.
These are, and the human body is what? 70% water, the brain is 80%.
Mm.
How do we navigate through our minds?
Mm.
How do we navigate? That's why we have friendships, relationships, partnerships, is because you learn how to navigate the neural nets of your thoughts,
mm.
because your thoughts create your actions.
Mm. Mm.
Right?
Powerful. See, that's the wisdom of an elder. Baba Kwame Sunhorus from Georgia.
I know. I don't. I'm here trying to know. I'm here. I don't know. So I'm looking to know. That's why I'm seeking. And it says, "Behold, the words of our ancestors. They're written in books. Open them, read them, and study their wise counsel."
Mm. Mm.
We're losing ancestors. We just lost bell hooks.
Yes.
Somay, Patrice Somay. You know, Greg Tate, we're losing these great writers that are putting the energy to come from the unseen to the seen, giving us the spiritual messages that they came as human beings to receive and transmit, because the cosmic seed, tomorrow is the beginning of winter. That sun is going across that equator. It's going to stay down there 3 days and come back up, and then they go like, oh, Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus ain't. And the other part about Christmas is that is the part of teaching your child that you lie to them.
Speak, tell the truth.
That's when you begin to tell your child, you begin to lie to your own child,
mm-hmm.
saying that somebody else gave them what they think was under that tree,
mm-hmm.
somebody brought when you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they grow up, and then you tell them, ain't no Santa Claus. So the thing that the child realizes is, well, what else have you lied to me about?
Ah. And that's a whole other conversation. Now you got to explain your way up out of this lie you've been telling for 15 years.
And 7 years, because it says is that give me a child, a man, a boy, by the age of 7, and I'll show you the man. Because in those first 7 years of a child's life, we go through seven. The body changes every 7 years. The first 2 months in the womb, you're an embryo. The next 7 months, you are fetus. You grow all the things you're going to need to come into this world. The next 7 years is learning to be the person that you're going to be. And the other 7 is that you now begin to develop the body to reproduce life that you were given inside the womb.
Mm.
You were given, the eggs and the sperm were given to you inside of the womb. When you come out, the second 7 on the earth, you're able to use that to reproduce life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yes, it is. So we have to be prepared for that great task of reproducing ourselves. And when
right.
we're given wisdom, we can be prepared adequately.
But
right. And that's what we call a child. He's not a teenager. That's just a numeric system. He's to be added the lesson of adulthood.
Mm.
Adolescent.
Mm.
You add the lesson. You add a lesson so he knows how to be a woman, how she can become a woman, and how he's to become a man. That's the part of the adolescent.
Mm. I love that. You add the lesson. So you can't be lying during the lesson, telling them about a man coming down the chimney. First of all, he ain't been in the neighborhood looking like he's looking. So, you know, the child is probably already thinking, it's like, okay, so who is this man and why is he coming down the chimney? And first of all, we don't even have a chimney, so where else is he coming to? He going to sneak in the middle of the night?
What are you going to do? You know, come through the vent?
Right.
You know, you're trying to stay warm.
Right.
So that's the thing. And I think somebody dealt with, I think on an episode of Good Times, you know, with J.J. Walker and all that.
Yeah. I remember that.
But, you know, just talking about how ridiculous that is for people living in high-rise buildings to be teaching that to their children.
Right.
We put our children through so much emotional distress and feeling like there's something wrong with them because they live on TV and they see Leave It to Beaver and they see all these other families, and that's not their reality. We end up indoctrinating them at a very early age with the thought that there's something defective about their life, the idea of being less than because they don't have. And that's where that starts. So if your idea is planted very early that you are of lesser value because you don't have certain things, then your whole life you're going to be feeling defective. Instead of going, you came here perfect, and you are perfect just as you are. And you have everything everybody else has. Because all of this belongs to the Creator. All of this, we're all borrowing it. So nobody has any more wealth than anyone else. That's the reality. We can instill that thought in the minds of our children early on, before the indoctrination. Then we can create a balanced generation of children that don't have the inferiority complexes. They don't have the sense of unworthiness. They don't have the resentment of other people. And they can create what they need because they know all the ability that's already inside of them. We can do that. We get them, like you say, in those first seven years. Performing them early, that way we don't have to undo the negative brainwashing.
Right.
And the part that you're absolutely correct, Naima. And the thing is that when we were coming up, it was called a television.
Yes.
It tells the vision of how they want to see you work through this world by having a false world. Because they even gave you the soap operas to wash your brain.
Say that.
The soap operas was to brainwash you to think, you know, this is how, you know, people live their social life. And we had grandmothers and mothers that sat there and watched that every day and cried over people that don't even care about you.
Thank you. Don't know you and don't care to know you.
And if you're not careful, you'll end up imitating those same kind of dramas in your own life. Because you become what you consume.
Yep.
Whether it's consuming through eating or consuming through watching and listening, whatever you put inside of you, you become that.
And generations of families, of mothers, daughters, of grandmother, great-grandmother, mother, daughter. We talk about, what do we talk about at Christmas? Girl, did you see the soap? So-and-so, so-and-so had an affair. So-and-so got married. Someone had an abortion. Really? Go ahead, Tommy.
And the thing that really happens with it is that we have to understand that at kitchen table universities, when that mother was in there cooking, them grandmothers was in there cooking and doing what they were doing, they were given lessons on how to take less and feed it and make it taste the best to you. And the thing that we had to understand is that the women of our generation are the creators of the next generation.
Yes.
And what she does with the energy and directing that child, and with the male energy there to help to provide for her, to protect her, and to profess to guide that young man into becoming a man, is what we have seen the destruction come about in our home. Mm-hmm. The destruction of a nation begins in the home, the African proverb says.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we allow someone else to come through our doorway or into our home, and now they come in as plasma TVs. The only way you get plasma is you have to take it from the blood.
And have them running our whole family. We let them come.
Echo. The echo. What's that thing called? The echo where you talk to it and tell it what to do, what radio station to put it on, the echo. And all the other
Alexas,
yeah.
Right, and even now on the phones we say Siri, do this. Siri, do that means that they're listening to you and they're controlling your behavior
mm-hmm.
by understanding that everything that you perceive that you want or need is going to be given in a false image of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole setup
mm-hmm.
for the Wi-Fi crack addicts that they're developing.
Oh,
this
wow.
Wi-Fi crack addicts.
Wow. I never looked at it like that.
If you ever watch a child or you watch a person when they can't get Wi-Fi, they act just like a junkie missing a fix.
Sure do. Sure do. Oh, my goodness. I can think about that. Girl, I ain't got no internet.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? How am I supposed to communicate? Well, sit down and get quiet and listen to what your inner spirit is telling you.
You scared to hear yourself think.
Yes. Let alone breathe. Oh, my goodness.
Mm. You're afraid to be with yourself.
Right.
Because they've taught you so well to be without yourself so long, you don't know what it is to get quiet and breathe. It's just, you think you crazy, girl. I ain't got time to be doing that breathing. What am I breathe for? I'm breathing just fine. Why I got to get quiet? Why I got to turn the TV off? Why I got to turn my cell phone off? Why I got to turn the radio off? Why do I need to do any of that? Why can't I just be?
Right, and I when I have people come down here to the forest to do camp outs and do sweat lodges, it amazes me because where I used to live at, as soon as you turn off and get on the gravel road coming back to where I'm at, you don't get no signal.
None.
And I watch people get out of the car and go crazy.
Yeah.
You got Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't giving you my password.
Okay.
As a human family are evolving back to the point where we are actually telepathic. And all of us have the capacity, but it's been stunted over
yes.
centuries of time. So we're evolving back to that point where we won't need these electronic devices to communicate because all they're doing is really imitating what the brain already is designed to do.
Right. So once that happens, then
all of this extreme behavior will dissipate. But right now, because our minds are controlled by these devices, these electronic devices, the people who are putting out information that's brainwashing us and leading us to spend money that could be better used for other things, but instead we've been brainwashed to think that we must buy status and importance and respect. So we're in this period of brainwashing now. So once we really wash our brains and
mm-hmm.
cleanse it of all of this garbage, That's what breathing does. You've got to clear it out. It's like the water that washes away the dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's your detergent.
But how do you come into the world? The woman's water breaks. She washes the way for you to come into the world.
Right. That's amazing.
Water breaks.
Yeah.
Come out because you're developed in what? You're developed in embryonic fluid, the same thing as the ocean.
Yeah.
And what we do is we get turned on to a frequency that is not human.
Ooh.
The thing that happens with it is that we overstand the urban means that you're banned from nature's frequency by putting you in concrete, steel, tombstones, and glass and cement of a dying society.
Ooh.
You're herded into that type of environment and taken away from the trees and your plant relatives, the animals, the four-legged, the winged ones, the crawly ones, the ones that crawl on the belly. You're taken away from your natural environment and put into an unnatural environment, and you're expecting people to act sane. Are you insane?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, positively. I have friends who have houses. I live in an apartment, and they all are on the ground. And I ask them, how often do they go out and sit out in the grass? Girl, ain't nobody trying to go out and sit out there in no grass. Is you crazy? You got mosquitoes and bugs.
Right. And the other part is they going to get out there and give you a ticket if you don't cut your grass and have it trimmed and looking there and don't walk on it because people going, that's the best place for you to walk. That cement
barefoot.
Is not connecting you to nothing.
Thank you. Thank you. You need to be barefoot.
Right. Your soul is being lost because you don't connect to your mother.
Right. That's powerful.
That's right. That's what it is. So this incoming generation, those who are of childbearing and child-producing age now, when they can hear the message, then once the man impregnates the woman, they can begin the process of creating the right mind, heart, and spirit that's going to come forth from that womb. Because we can, in fact, reverse all of this that has happened.
Right.
This, this whole coronavirus season is about, it's the cleansing. So we're going to have things come to the surface. Just like when you clean your house, you know, when you vacuum the rug, well, you know, the dirt comes up and spins around in. You think, oh, you know, you look at the bag of the dirt after you sucked it up in the back and go, oh, all that was in there, yeah.
And you were breathing all of that, inhaling all of that.
You know, it's been, been in your house all the time. You just didn't know this.
Right.
So it's like what's happening on the earth. All the dirt that's been grounded is coming to the surface so we can see it. That's why you're seeing all this outrageous behavior, all these atrocious things happening. This is what's been inside of people. This is what has been ground into them. It needs to come up and out so we can see it, so we can sit out. What you do with the dust and the dirt that you suck up out of the carpet, you toss it out. So we
well,
have to